We are back for more Gunsmiths here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. You've made it this far, and you're going to be rewarded, because we're going to talk about guns, and we're going to talk about guns that are
unique.
Unique.
I'm excited.
Distributor exclusives.
Yes.
Take it away, gentlemen. These it's the Gunsmiths.
Yeah, these are not just guns John wants. These are guns that's Jake talks about all the time.
Every week we talk about guns John
every
wants.
Day, all day.
All the time.
He talks about guns in his sleep. He's like, 10 millimeter.
When Jacob came out of surgery, he literally started talking to me about guns. He was still groggy. His eyes weren't even open. And he's like,
he told me this. He already told
Dad,
me
Dad, I was thinking about a new 450 Bushmaster. I'm like, oh, my God, wake up, kid. Wake up. You're dreaming.
He's back. We got the Gunsmiths together again. Here they go.
All right. Jake, tell us about Reliable Enterprises and your experience this week with Reliable Enterprises.
Well, I will say Jeremy and his team at Reliable Enterprises, where he's typically an outside guy, decks, porches, concrete work. He is in the middle right now of a bathroom remodel for me at our new house. We bought a house a month ago. We haven't moved in yet, obviously. We were supposed to be moving in, and then I got a call to get a kidney transplant. So we canceled the move that day and went to the hospital instead. But Jeremy's in the process right now of tearing out an old cast iron tub, mismatched walls, tiles. He took it down to the original 1910 walls and showed me the wallpaper he found and layers behind. He's doing a great job, and we're very happy for that. And he's on deck now. We're going to have him build a garage.
Yeah.
So very happy with Jeremy and his whole team at Reliable Enterprises. What you need done, they can do.
How do you get a hold of them?
Call them, 810-429-6957. There's a link to his website on our website, and he also has a Facebook page, Reliable Enterprises.
Yes, he does.
LLC.
Does awesome work. You'll be glad to get him. If you get him, be glad you did.
Get him booked up.
Yeah.
So also, speaking of Facebook, our Facebook event, we're going to start it today. We want to hear about your favorite gun. So go to our Facebook page. We've got it at the top. Like, comment, and share.
And how are they going to be rewarded, Jacob?
We have this beautiful, what ounce is this? 24-ounce Stanley mug. It's new. No one's drinking out of
it. No, it's brand new.
Brand new. It's that really nice kind of outdoorsy green.
I do have
our logo
on
it. Yeah. It's all stickered up with bullet holes, the Gunsmith Show, the US 103.1 logo, our website. You're going to love it. It's a way to show off your Gunsmith Show pride. So we're going to give that away in 2 weeks. So you got 2 weeks to like, comment, and share your favorite firearm, and we're going to make some choices there, and we're going to do a little drawing here live on the air in 2 weeks and see who the winner is.
Yeah. So, in you know, we'll make it fair. We always do. We used to do, like, weekly coffee cup giveaways, and Jake said, hey, let's do a Stanley mug. So we bought the mug.
I bought a nice Stanley mug.
I stickered it up and stuff. We put those lifetime stickers on it.
And in case you're wondering, it'll keep your coffee warm for 2.5 hours hot. It'll keep it cold for 7 hours.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
And if you have ice, the ice will stay in the mug for 30 hours. So if you're a big tea drinker in the summer,
yeah,
drink your tea in this. 24 ounces of tea or whatever.
Well, you might, you know,
24 ounces of
Jack and Coke would stay cold there all afternoon while you're watching the grass grow. But anyways, we're usually heavily caffeinated here in the mornings. Jacob's backing off on the caffeine a little bit with his.
I can't have any caffeine right now.
No caffeine right now.
So. No energy drinks. I want to keep this kidney healthy.
Well,
not every day you're blessed with a third kidney.
No kidding. You have extra baggage right now.
Yeah.
But what a blessing it has been. And hats off to the people down at University of Toledo Medical Center. Man.
I can't say enough good things about them.
So impressed. So,
well, this week, enough about me.
All right.
I know I like to talk about myself. I learned it from you. But this week.
Ouch.
we're talking about unique guns, but distributor exclusives. Now, one of the first distributor exclusives was your Lou Horton 44 Magnum. Remember that? That's the earliest one I remember.
Yeah, I had a Lou Horton rounded butt 44 Magnum 2.5 inch model 29 Smith & Wesson. And it was a 29, not a 629.
Right, so it was blued.
So it was blued. So it was in a beautiful Goncalo Olives finger groove grips. It was just, it was the coolest 44 Magnum out there, as far as I was concerned.
You've had a lot of cool 44 Magnums you've sold.
You know what it is? I get a 44 Magnum, I like it, and then
You're like, I like shooting 38s more.
Yeah, well, something else catches my eye. You know, ooh, shiny.
I wonder how it would be with your shoulder.
No. Well, I did shoot 45 ACPs a couple weeks ago, and my shoulder did fine. But
bring out the 458. Let's break that shoulder again.
No. I don't want to put any shoulder-fired weapons against my arm right now. So, like, even pistol-wise, I'm going to go out and shoot my braced 7.62x39 AR this weekend. So I want to get out and shoot it and have some
fun
with
it. But you still have a left arm. You can still shoot left-handed.
I know I can, but I want to get back to shooting the way I used to.
Yeah.
It's going to be a slow process. I'm going through the therapy. It's only been 3.5 months now for my shoulder, and it's I'm getting a point where I can at least shoulder a gun.
Yeah.
And that's why I was looking at that 28-gauge side-by-side the other day. I was like, that'd be perfect for me because my 12-gauge Winchester Expert is like, eh.
Well, the nice thing is the shotguns.
I don't know if I want to shoulder that thing right now.
Winchester Double A, you can get those low recoils.
Oh, I got boxes of the perfect extra lights right now ready to go. But I've just, when you're ready to go out and shoot skeet, and I'll go do it. But until then, we're not there yet.
Well, distributor exclusives, though, what are they? So these are unique options from different distributors. So when you buy a gun at your gun store.
Yeah. Wherever it is.
When you go
almost out, every gun shop will offer some distributor exclusives.
Yeah. So let's say Williams isn't just calling Browning and saying, I'll take that BAR.
No. You know, from
Browning,
distributors.
All these people have distributors that they're selling them to, and then they're distributing them the proper way through the channels.
Right.
Those distributors will take some of these guns and do custom runs of them.
Right.
Like
Davidson's and Tallow's.
Lipsy's, Tallow. Yep. It's a lot like, let's say, like a Hennessy Corvette.
Yeah.
You know, or, a Shelby Mustang.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot
very
like
similar,
that.
Very similar.
You know, something different, something unique.
Davidson's is the big one, though. That's the big one. We seem to watch it a lot. They got some cool stuff on there.
There is, you know, and Davidson's has the gallery of guns.
We're kind of seeing that a little bit with Ruger doing stuff with Magpul. You know how it's a collaboration? Although there are two major companies that have come together to make that happen, we're going to see more. And whenever you see these things combined, they come out with the coolest stuff. Just like what's the guy's name that was big with Ruger that just died last year? We looked at the we're going to get a pair of the...
Oh, was it Taffin? John Taffin?
John Taffin. Yeah. Customs. And but you know, we see it with like Les Bear Customs and all these things.
These
take good guns, then they customize them and make them better.
You know, think about it. For years, 1022s, how many people would do those Butler Creek accessories?
Oh yeah.
And then now Ruger's like, wait a second,
why don't we just do this?
We can do all this through distributors.
Now they have a 10,000 SKUs where you can buy the guns exactly the way you want them. Looking at one right now.
There used to be three options for 1022s.
Yeah.
Now there's hundreds, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So Davidson's being one of the biggest. There's a lot of options that they offer in different brands, different manufacturers.
Yeah.
I think one of the most popular ones that Davidson has is Glocks.
Oh, yeah.
So when you go to your gun store and you see all these Glocks, you see my wife's favorite, the cow print Glock.
Yeah.
Pink. It's got a pink trigger and it's black and white spotted
like a Holstein.
Like a Holstein cow.
Yeah.
That's a Davidson exclusive.
I thought
exclusive.
For sure she'd fall in love with the rose gold one, which is the
really
rose gold plated. It's beautiful.
It's just too pretty to shoot. That's the problem.
It is
a
beautiful gun.
And she has said
I wouldn't want to put it in a holster because I'd worry about scratching it.
Well, remember Kimber has those little 45s that are bright rose gold?
Yeah.
Beautiful. But she said she'd be afraid to shoot it.
And Sig has the 365 rose gold ones,
too. Yeah, yep.
Beautiful guns.
So...
You know, if you're into elegant looking guns, but you know, you see the case hardened ones that are all the blue and you know, all that they're pretty too.
So the little Glocks, 42s, 43s, 43Xs.
Yeah.
We're talking purple frames, pink frames with silver slides.
Yeah.
Full desert tan Cerakoted.
No, I have
Cerakoted tops, black bottoms and vice versa.
I like the two tones, you know,
the two tones,
the black or, you know, I got peanut butter colored ones. I got all kinds of stuff in my Glocks.
So
I enjoy
those are all distributor exclusives.
Right.
The gold slides on the Glocks.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. A few months ago, we talked about a gold 50 AE Desert Eagle on here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to the guys in one gun shop, and they said, you know, it's recommended you don't ever fire that gun.
Right. You can't clean it.
And it'll scratch when it starts moving.
It's good in movies to show off the bad guy, but other than that.
They always show it like an emperor or a sheik or somebody has one. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay. But Schwarzenegger's not going to tuck that one in his belt.
Oh. Well, here's something else Davison has. A Browning Satori called the White Satin model.
Yeah, we looked at this one last night. This is pretty.
All the it's 410, 28, 16, 20, 12s.
You can gauges. Order any of them? Or
any of those.
Okay.
Matte walnut. It's a Satori, right? Beautiful Browning shotgun.
Yeah.
But with a stainless receiver with a big gold Browning buck mark on the side of it.
Wow.
Beautiful. Unique. Now, does it shoot any better?
No.
But when you want something just a little bit different, you know. And
when you want to have that campfire gun, everybody goes, wow.
Wow, you know, wow, you've got the.
And everybody loves that, you know.
Everyone likes a little recognition. You spend a little more money, you got something to show off.
The first gun we ever had Cerakoted was my Model 28 Smith & Wesson 4-inch. Yeah. And just an old 28.2, I think it was, or 28.4 or something. Big monster. And we had it done in green and black, and we called it the Hulk, you know, the Incredible Hulk. And it sat in the case at Williams for a year because it was so cool looking. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And even the pythons. So they have a python called the Royal Chateau. You better say it fancy like that, too, with your pinkies up. I'll take a Royal Chateau python.
I'll take two to go.
It's a fully engraved stainless 4- and 6-inch Colt python.
Yeah.
Called the Royal Chateau. That's a Davison's exclusive.
That's cool.
Now, Tallow, one of the other big brands, they have Smith & Wesson M&P9s.
Yeah.
With gold accents compensated with an MOS optics. Plus, they also offer it with Rolls Gold accents. So they're standard guns that the distributors have taken and added little doohickeys and thingamabobs to make them special and unique.
Define thingamabob.
And then, like we talked about before, the 1022s. All those crazy themed laser-engraved wood stocks.
Well, you
the
got
farmer models and all of that.
You got me one of these a couple years ago, too. You got me a 1022 in the clear finish maple that I love.
That was a standard Ruger offering.
Yeah, but it didn't used to be.
It didn't used to be,
it
right.
It was always a distributor exclusive.
Yep.
But
so right, that's just some of them.
A lot of them, yeah.
And even Lipsy's is another big brand. You know, a lot of these exclusives. So when you're at the gun store, look around. If that gun looks a little bit unique, chances are it's probably a distributor exclusive.
And if you got a good salesman, they'll tell you, oh, that's a Lipsy's or that's a Tallow or something. And you might pay a little bit more for it, but boy, you know, it's just like
it's unique.
Buy the better rims for your car because you like the look. That's what you get.
Yep.
So
my guess is we're going to talk about where you can get some unique guns.
You're good. It's like you've done this before.
Dan's amazing. He's like, reads our minds. Unless we're that transparent. I'm not sure. But
more gunsmiths coming up right after this.